This is 5 Minute Friday! What's up, everyone? Welcome to the School of Greatness podcast. I am very excited about today's guest. His name is Brad Lomanick, and he is a strategic advisor and leadership consultant specializing in influence and innovation. He is the author of The Catalyst Leader, 8 Essentials for Becoming a Change Agent, and also a brand new book that I'm excited to talk about and dive in today, which is called Be Humble, Stay Hungry, and Always Hustle. 3 things that I'm always living by: humility, hunger, and hustle.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone if you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Can you be confident and humble at the same time?
Yeah. I think the people who are the best leaders are both confident and humble. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's the idea of appropriate ambition. You know, it's the idea of healthy ambition. It's that posture that says, I realize that I'm really good at what I do, but I also realize that there's a bigger story going on. And I'm not the center of attention. I'm not the point of the story happening. But you never shy away from that sense that you're walking into something with complete confidence that you're the best at what you do. It's not easy though. Like we run into leaders all the time who are incredibly humble but do nothing.
Right.
Like, you know, I people are like, oh, I just want to be humble, Brad. Like, well, that's great, but if you're not doing anything, if you're just sitting around going, it's not about me, then that's just as bad in many ways as somebody who is the other side of that.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's like a dance because, you know, I'm talking about this a lot lately because, you know, I had this book come out and people are asking about my book tour, you know, how are you going to stay humble through all the success you get and for the years coming, how are you going to stay humble? And I said, listen, for me, it's a dance because I know that I need to be confident because confidence is what got me here. Mm-hmm. And I get to continue to be confident in my vision and my dreams and pursue it with an unwavering passion. Otherwise, I'm not going to be able to create something powerful from just an idea without any evidence of it happening. But I was like, in the results that you're creating and in the journey along the way, I practice a ritual of humility and gratitude every morning, every night. I'm constantly asking people, what are they grateful for? It's on my voicemail. You know, I say, if you want to leave me a message, tell me what you're grateful for, because I feel like I need to be in that conversation. Otherwise, I could easily get caught up in the success and the results and people, you know, saying great things about me here and there and be like, yeah, I'm, you know, my stuff doesn't stink or whatever. So I think that's why it's important for us to have like these rituals and habits in place. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, it's really easy to be humble when you have nothing to be proud of.
Right.
You know, like when you haven't accomplished anything, man, people are really humble. The hard part is when you start to to stack up, you know, lots of accomplishments and accolades, and you know that's when it's most important to have a system, posture, accountability, self-awareness in place that says, you know what, like I realize that I've worked hard, but still at the end of the day, it's not about me. Mm-hmm. And there is a huge sense among people in the highest levels of of power and influence and authority, when you're around them, you immediately know whether they are walking in a confident humility or they're walking in an arrogant humility.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed this inspirational clip from a past episode of the show, then you'll love the free book I'm giving away right now. It's called The Millionaire Morning. It includes some of my best tips for starting off your day with a millionaire mindset. Get your free copy at themillionairemorning.com and just pay shipping. Again, check it out right now, themillionairemorning.com.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out.
Yada yada.
And bye.
You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.